This is Texas Public Radio's Shelley Koffler. The wait is over. Representative Joaquin Castro has finally announced his decision on a run for the U.S. Senate. And the answer is no. As early as last year, Representative Joaquin Castro said he was interested in challenging Republican Ted Cruz next year for his U.S. Senate seat.
Yeah, I'll take a look at the opportunities there. I think somebody very strong should run against Ted Cruz because I don't think he represents the best values of Texas.
Since then, the 42-year-old San Antonian has several times delayed a decision, but finally he says he wants to stay in the U.S. House, where his appointment to the Foreign Affairs and Intelligence Committees will allow him to focus on the threats posed by Russia and North Korea. The decision makes Representative Beto O'Rourke of El Paso the only Democrat who has announced a run for the 2018 Senate election. Castro would have had to give up his House seat to become a candidate. A Texas Lyceum poll last month showed Castro was ahead of Cruz, and O'Rourke was even with Cruz. But some critics claim the poll sample didn't accurately measure likely voters and that it will be an uphill climb for any Democrat to win. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.